Clare FM's Morning Focus.
Brought to you by Shannon Heritage. Step back into 15th and 19th century Ireland at Bunratty Castle and Folk Park. Shannon Heritage, bringing our history closer to you.
Morning Focus here with you until 12 o'clock. Now, there's been a bit of a lukewarm reception to plans to introduce computer coding in our schools. We talked about this a little bit at the programme yesterday. It was announced last week that computer science will be introduced on a pilot basis to the secondary school programme from next year, and the coding will be part of the maths syllabus in national schools by 2019. Organisations including the INTO have voiced concerns about issues including the availability of high-speed broadband and in-service training for teachers. The INTO's vice president from Curfin here in County Clare is Joe Killeen. He's the principal of Loch Cooch National School close to Gort. Good morning to you, Joe.
Morning, Kevin.
And thanks for joining us. Appreciate your time this morning. Do you share these concerns?
I do, actually. I think in this one now, the Minister, Richard Bruton, has gone in at the deep end. I think that we need to learn to walk before we start to run. I know that his idea is based on the digital strategy for schools to be put in place and to be implemented 2020. The problem is that it's long in ambition and critically short on resources, and that's where the difficulty is.
In what way? Expand that point a little bit. What do you mean?
Now, some of the areas to be addressed in the strategy were to address infrastructural requirements for schools through ICT grants. In other words, the provision of equipment for schools, and that's the first thing we're going to need before we go forward with ambitious plan. Like
computers,
this.
Basically.
It is. The second thing, then, is problem with broadband connectivity. And only a handful of schools have high-speed broadband at the moment. And it's been promised to primary schools and to communities throughout Clare for years, but still there's no plan in place for the rollout of this connectivity for about 3,000 primary schools.
Mm.
The next area, then, is teachers upskilling in order to promote this plan and put this plan into place. There's no real plan for teacher professional development. Who's going to deliver the professional development, when it's going to be delivered, who's going to deliver it, what resources are made available for that, and remuneration for participation in the upskilling in that area as well.
Okay, well, to take those and to start off with the last one, first of all, in terms of the upskilling of teachers, it's over 2 years until September 2019 when the Minister is looking to roll this out. There's time, is there not, to get all that in place. And teachers, as you know very well, during the summer, they already go through courses. So it's not like the system isn't in place or that there isn't already a system whereby teachers undergo training. It's just that this is another option for them to do, surely.
It is, yeah, but you see, in a primary school now, there are a huge number of priorities, and this priority has been chosen by the Minister. Our priority at the moment are primary schools, and teachers are working extremely hard on literacy and numeracy strategies. Now, in that literacy and numeracy area, we are benchmarked against all the schools and all the students throughout Europe, or 500,000 students in Ireland, and we are internationally assessed, and the results are found in the PISA report and the TIMSS report.
Yeah.
And in maths, out of 49 countries, we are ninth in that ranking. In English, we are in third place, and in science, we're 19th out of 47. So we are obsessed and concerned with our literacy and numeracy at the moment. And when a new strategy comes in place like this, there has to be displacement then, and everything has to be prioritised within the school. And we cannot choose or pick out of the year any area that we're going to prioritise and say that's going to be introduced in 2019 without putting the infrastructure and putting the structure in place and the practicalities, how it's going to be achieved,
okay.
Who's going to achieve it, what resources are there, what are the markers for success in this. And it's got to have its place in the primary curriculum. So the curriculum is already massively overloaded, and it's already really struggling to try and put all this in place.
But do you see positives? I mean, I know that there's all these issues.
I know that schools are involved in IT at the moment. But I suppose maybe some of our pessimism comes from the effort in 2000. We had an initiative in the year 2000 where we got the school computers. Into the whole idea, but then after 2000 the money dried up. There was no follow-up, no technical support, the computers worn out, or got worn out.
Sure.
The capitation subsequently was reduced, the capitation, the money for running the schools, the money wasn't there to upgrade them. And teachers set an ambitious path for themselves and found it awfully difficult to try and follow the path and achieve in the area that they want to achieve because the resources weren't there for it. So I suppose we're saying to the minister, yeah, you know what, coding is a great idea. Having said that, you've got to follow your own strategy. Put the resources into place for us now. Follow the path. Give us the equipment that we need. Give us the technical support that we need. Give us the broadband, because without the broadband you go nowhere on it. Give us the training, and look, it'll all move forward and it'll all develop. It'll all come in place organically, but it's going to take time to do that.
Let me ask you this then. If you can see the advantages of this, in spite of the obstacles, why are we hearing from the INTO and others about concerns, as opposed to focusing on the opportunity but saying that there are hurdles that have to be overcome? Why are we leading with the negative and not the positive?
Our experience of 2000, we've seen lots of new ideas from different ministers who pick something out of the air and say, look, I'm going to go with this now. And I suppose Minister Bruton is ambitious for education. I have to say that much for him as well. Now, we've been working really hard. I suppose our focus, as I said, since 2011. The PISA scores in 2011 were slightly lower than expected, and we have worked really, really strongly since 2011 to try and improve our literacy and numeracy scores. I suppose schools are just an awfully busy place. We try so hard to try and promote the learning of our pupils and try and get them to achieve in the quickest way possible to the best of their own ability. And we feel that, fine, you set a target, let's go coding, but don't give it the resources. That's frustrating for teachers, it's frustrating for schools, it's frustrating for boards of management, it's frustrating for parents as well.
But there's 2 years for the Minister to make good on his promise and to put in the infrastructure that you say is needed, and I'm not arguing with you. I mean, obviously, if you're to learn coding, computers and broadband sound like they'd be badly needed. There is time for this to come about.
That would be lovely if let the Minister start with his own strategy then and start putting all the building blocks so that in the future we will be able to introduce coding and able to use the computers.
Do we not need to make our education system more digital friendly, our students more digitally literate? You can't go, there's very few jobs you go into these days where you don't need some sort of experience and ability in terms of computers.
Yeah, but you see, that comment belies the fact that we do a huge amount already through computers in school. We already have introduced technology to the best of our ability in schools. We just need the support, we need the technical support, and we need the equipment to be able to move forward with it. And some schools are, like you've digital schools of distinction. Schools are already interested in promoting literacy. In my own school this morning, we're doing end-of-year school booklet. So we're trying to move equipment, we're trying to move information from one laptop to the other to try and put it all on the one scroll so that we can print the whole thing off. Mm-hmm. So we've been doing that for the past 10 or 15 years. Schools are doing that all the time. But they need the support, and they don't need an ambitious target without the support being put in place first and guaranteed to help us to get as the target that has been set.
You are in school this morning, so I won't keep you for too much longer, but I do want to ask you, as a very, very senior figure in the National Teachers Organisation, will the Minister get the support of teachers with regards to this, do you think? Or will the obstacles perhaps become, the barriers, call it as you will they be one of the reasons why this strategy ultimately perhaps fails?
I don't see the strategy failing at all now. I think the strategy is going to work if the resources are put in place, but I think we need to be realistic now. Mm. You see, a lot of societal requirements are placed on schools, and we have to say, you know what, yeah, we'll have a go at that, but you've got to give us the resources to be able to deal with that requirement. I can see the strategy working really well, and we will continue to use ICT within the schools.
Will it be embraced by teachers, though?
But I think we have to be honest and say we need the support. We are ambitious for this plan. We do need to point out that our support's needed in order to support this strategy.
So will teachers, you'll point out and say you need help, but will you embrace it as an organisation?
Yeah, ICT has always been embraced by the union. It has been, ICT has been promoted in schools. We do our level best to try for technology is there to help learning and to aid learning and to upskill the pupils in that area. So obviously we will continue in that vein, but we do need those who are setting ambitious targets for us to understand that we do need the resources, we do need the support, and we do need the help in order to implement it.
Okay, we'll see what happens going forward. Joe, thanks for joining us morning. All the very best. Thank you.
Okay.
Joe Colleen there, he's from Curraghfin. He's the principal of Lochcrutch International School in Gort, and he's the vice president of the Irish National Teachers Organisation. Later on, we will be diving into history for a couple of items. One is ahead of a commemoration memorial event which takes place this coming weekend to remember some of those lost during World War One. That'll be taking place in Ennis. What we'll also be finding out about the early years of An Garda Síochána, and in particular about two Gardaí who lost their lives while on active duty here in Clare in the early years of both the force as we know it now and the state itself. Fascinating stories indeed. That's coming up a little bit later on. But up next, we will be looking forward to November and to the Banner Hurlers trip to Boston.
Clare FM's Morning Focus with Gavin Grace.